Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The news that White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon was leaving the Trump administration was made public Friday afternoon, and by evening he was back at his old job. Bannon left the White House and went directly to the Breitbart News Network, the ultra-conservative online publication he had led before joining Donald Trump's presidential campaign a little more than a year ago. Bannon is credited with helping Mr. Trump win the White House by pushing a populist, nationalist message after joining the campaign. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terror attacks in the Barcelona region of Spain that left many dead, dozens more injured. A story now from VOA's Philip Alexio.
One more death was added to the list Friday, bringing the deadly total to 14. Police said suspects in Spain's deadly twin terror attacks were preparing an even bigger assault that was foiled as events unfolded. Police said they killed five suspected terrorists during the night and arrested three others as Spain reeled from the double tragedy in Barcelona and in Cambrils, some 120 kilometers south. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for a deadly van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. No word now on who carried out the Cambrils attack. Police in Finland say a stabbing spree left two people dead and at least six others injured in the southwestern coastal city of Turku, being investigated as a terrorist attack. Suspect, whom police shot in the leg, was identified as an 18-year-old Moroccan citizen. This is VOA News. Lebanon's army said today it had launched a military campaign to remove Islamic State militants from its northeastern border with Syria. Lebanese Hezbollah said the Syrian army also said Saturday they had initiated a drive to expel IS from the Syrian side of the border. Lebanese army has been stepping up security along its border with Syria as Syria continues to struggle in a brutal civil war. President Trump met with his national security team. They discussed a new strategy to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. Top U.S. general and his Japanese counterpart have agreed to work together to strengthen missile defenses for Japan, as Tokyo announced that it will introduce a land-based system for additional protection against the North Korean missile threat. General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke with VOA.
I think this is probably about as important a place as I could be, because in the wake of recent activity by Kim Jong-un, making sure our allies have no confusion at all about where we are in our overall policy, where we are with regard to the military dimension of that policy, and in dealing with both our alliance issues in Korea, in Japan, as well as, again, that basic framework for military-to-military relations with China. I think it's been a good 8 or 9 days.
Dunford was in Japan after talks with Chinese and South Korean leaders in Beijing and Seoul. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed earlier this week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Another 600 remain unaccounted for. This man and his family are survivors.
We are really suffering in this community. We are really suffering. No light. When night comes, we'll not be able to sleep in this community. Well, our hearts are still in that heavy because of this situation. And we don't know what will happen next. Within 2 days or 3 days. So we really want the government, the NGOs, to assist us to evacuate people from this community.
Sierra Leone has asked for international assistance. Venezuela's pro-government Constitutional Assembly has given itself the power to pass laws, seizing legislative power from the opposition-led Congress. Already has little power because the Supreme Court has stripped it of much of its functions. Months of nearly daily protest against the Nicolas Maduro government have left more than 120 people dead. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.